White. Norwich Walk, Maine, November 9th, 1867. Dear son Edson, we have not yet received your letter referred to in your last, which was directed to Topsom. A mail came in last night, which we shall receive today noon. My dear son, we have a deep interest in your case, and we pray for you every day that you may move right. Your proposition to study and recite to Uriah in grammar, we thought was right. You must have knowledge of the common branches of education before you can labor to advantage without embarrassment. We will help you all we can, but don't be in too great haste and rush business. Make haste slowly. Move cautiously. Your health will not permit of close and constant application. Too many have broken down by pursuing their course. We want you to move just as fast as you can and move safely. We are so earnestly engaged in the work and so much to do. Our time and strength is all taken up with labor. There are many here that are upon the point of deciding to identify themselves with this people, but have not strength to decide. Many young here need to be converted. Oh, we do feel so earnest, so anxious to see the work of God progress. We are now, at this moment, conversing with Brother Stratton, his wife, Brother and Sister Goodrich. I am writing while talking at the same time. Your letter from Topsom has come to hand. Another 2 days' meeting has closed. I returned to Brother Canwright's at noon, took a foot bath, and while thus engaged, read your letter. I think if I had means, Edson, I would consent to your going, and your father would not object. But we cannot provide the means, for we are already in debt. I see it is favorable for you to go now, considering others are going to be company. But there may be another opportunity just as favorable. As it is, try to be patient. Make haste slowly. Study the will of God, and commit your ways to Him, and He will direct your path. Be submissive. Wait the opening providence of God. We do not fail to pray for you, that heavenly wisdom may be granted you. Pray much. Cast all your care upon God, who careth for you. I have spoken 1.5 hours this afternoon. I'm quite weary. Things move slowly here, yet we are not discouraged. We expect to see a good work accomplished in this state. Brother Stratton has been making us some trouble, but he is now seeking to get right. Tell Sister Lamson I can see no objection to her attending Trowell's lectures and more fully qualifying herself to act her part in the institution. Dear son, an unsettled state of mind is hard to bear. In regard to the books, if they take them, it will be like making us a present of means which we do not feel free to accept. And as we do not feel clear to accept, we shall come out 500 in debt. We had talked the matter over, and both agreed not to take from the publishing association. The devil is not dead yet, and should we do this, there might be seeds that would germinate into dissatisfaction and give the enemy a clue upon us. A burnt child dreads the fire. I wish we had the means at our command. We would let you have it freely. As it is, do the best you can and trust in the Lord. From your mother who loves you.